Welcome back to the program. And it is indeed the last day of school for students anyway. Joining us on line number three is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, Dean Ingram. Good morning, Dean. You're on the air.
Good morning, Patty.
So another year has passed us by, and we'll let you get your thanks and congratulations to teachers and admins, and then we'll talk about some of the issues that are still facing the teachers and our students.
Absolutely. Well, obviously it goes without saying that this being the last day of school, it's important to recognize and congratulate students on another school year being completed. For those students that are graduating, I count my son among them, certainly wish them all the best in their future endeavors. And for all, certainly teachers and students alike, hope that the summer is a safe and enjoyable one. I'd also like to pay congratulations to the Bishop Field school community on their 175th anniversary. Certainly Field holds something special for me for a number of reasons, not the least of which is I spent 4.5 years of my university career staying at Field Hall. So I'm certainly well familiar with the contribution of Bishop Field over the years.
And, you know, I wish everyone well, too. As the husband of a teacher, it's a long school year. It really is. And there's a lot of things, a lot of good news, a lot of troubling stories that come out of schools just because of the fact remained. When school is over, it doesn't mean education stops. It's when we start doing some of the real hard work. We had Jackie Lake Cavanaugh, the child youth advocate, on the VOC Morning Show this morning, following up on her report about, for starters, chronic absenteeism. What's the involvement of the NLTA with Miss Lake Cavanaugh and or other government departments to try to understand the root causes and variables and then tracking what becomes of these students?
Well, we haven't had any direct contact, Ms. Cavanaugh. We're certainly very pleased. In fact, I was on your show shortly after the report was released talking about some of the concerns or actually reiterating some of the things that we've been saying for years, that it's important for those productive interventions to happen. I think it's important that the need for follow-up on the ground level, the proactive approach is certainly what's needed. And it comes back to the need for enhanced school administrator allocations, school counselor allocations. If you're going to make a difference, it's got to be on the proactive front end as opposed to the reactive back end. I think these are things we want to have discussions going forward, and certainly welcome the opportunity to have these discussions with Ms. Cavanaugh. We'd certainly welcome discussion to have discussions with anyone that can help move with the education system forward.
Some of the problems with that is that the teachers and administrators weren't necessarily in full understanding of why the child was absent, and maybe not enough follow-up to determine exactly what is going on. Are there changes planned on that front? Because it's one thing for a kid to be out sick, quite another for it to be one of the complicating factors of poverty or violence in the home or things like that.
Oh, I'd certainly agree. I mean, there's a whole myriad of reasons why students may miss school. But it comes back to this point. For that very important follow-up to happen, it's important that schools have to have the necessary allocation to allow that to happen. Right now, with our current administrator allocations, it's next to, if not impossible, that important feedback to occur. For the school counselor allocations, again, all these things there all add to is that without the ability to have those allocations there, I mean, it's next to impossible to have that needed follow-up. And these are discussions that really need to occur. If the problem is serious about addressing this very important issue, these are discussions that have to be found.
And some of those issues might be dealt with in school by a guidance counselor, and this has been discussed repeatedly over the years. Right now, the ratio is one guidance counselor per 500 students. Recommendations from years ago suggested that number should be one guidance counselor per, I think it was 333 students. Nothing has moved on that front. In this most recent budget and additional resources for school, does anything address the guidance counselor ratio issue?
No, that's one of the things we were disappointed not to see in the budget. We certainly recognize an emphasis on student mental health. These are things that need to be addressed. And again, if you look at when that recommendation, I think that's an important thing as well, Patty. You have to recognize the context in which that original 1 to 333 was recommended. That was recommended based on a commission report back in 2007. I think anyone that's attached to school and society in general recognize that in the 12 years since, there's been a significant shift and move in a number of different areas. No one would suggest that the situation in schools isn't more intense than it is or was then. So I would suggest that if that same commission recommended a 1 to 333 on 2007, I feel very confident the number they would have recommended if had they done that same research and report today would be a lower ratio. I know that some associations, some professional associations outside the province had gone as far as recommending a 1 to 250.
Well, it sounds like it's me. I mean, the numbers of students that are dealing with, however you want to couch it, mental health concern, mm-hmm. anxiety, depression, what have you, they're growing, and yet the number of guidance counselors and appropriately trained professionals is not growing alongside. It's an interesting one. There was a story last week, there was comments coming from the status of women out in Corner Brook talking about sexual violence in schools. I think most of it stemmed from the fact there was a fellow on the West Coast, a young man, who was charged with three different accusations of sexual assault, found not guilty of all three, we should add. What's the reporting procedures? Because when it's just vaguely referenced of hundreds of examples of sexual violence all the way down to just inappropriate touching in schools, it's amazing that we don't have more to chew on there to really understand what kind of issues are being dealt with and what the outcomes are.
Well, again, like I said, this is not something we've had brought to our attention here. Certainly, I think that in society at large, these issues are real and they need to be dealt with. In the school system, it has to be reported when they occur. And again, as part of that policy and moving back to necessary follow-up, these are things that need to happen. There are some things that are revealed or quite poor. I would suggest that every school district, every school policy must have an aspect of it that actually details the means by which not only to report, but do the necessary interventions if need be, the necessary follow-up if need be. These are things there. But in terms of, we'd welcome any discussions to be involved in that process to ensure that schools are safer for everyone that's in attendance, students, but also teachers.
Many people view the school system and education as September to June, when in fact there's got to be an awful lot of work done in preparation for the next school year, curriculum all the way down. What does the summer season look like for the NLTA and the key focus areas?
Well, I think there's a number of things that will be ongoing. Certainly with the new minister put in place, we have reached out and we're hoping to meet with Mr. War in the not too distant future. Undoubtedly, that will happen hopefully in the next few weeks. Certainly welcome that opportunity. So that's on this front. We know that teachers, certainly as we move through the summer, with different issues that arise for various reasons, they'll be contacting. So the office certainly doesn't close by any stretch of the imagination. But if you look at the workload for teachers during the summer, I would hazard a guess that there's a large number of schools that will have personnel with them, school administrators doing the wrap-up from this school year into next week. I know that when you approach into August, there will be teachers that will go back to prepare for their classrooms. There will be school administrators that go in so that the students, when they arrive post-Labor Day weekend, the school is ready to roll as best as possible. So you're right. I mean, the school year doesn't necessarily end, and it does not end for teachers tomorrow. It doesn't start again, wait until after Labor Day to start. There's a lot of activities that will be happening over the summer for a number of different reasons.
Yeah, because when the school year starts, there's not really any time to ease back in. There's a lot of curriculum to be delivered, a lot of programs that need to be established, supports, whether it be for reading or behavioral issues, student assistance, all have to be in place on day one. So let's hope it's a productive summer for all involved in the education system. Your final comments before we say goodbye, Dean?
Well, I just want to say thank you to all your audience for the support they've shown for schools, certainly recognize the importance of it. And again, the fact of the matter is, Patty, circling back to Bishop Field, many people identify their heritage as being based on the school community from which they went to school in. That speaks to how important schools are, and looking forward to a relaxing summer for all and a productive start of the school year in September.
Appreciate your time, Dean. Have a nice summer.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Dean Ingram. He's the president of the NLTA. I really think education deserves more discussion than it gets.